On the phone with us this morning is Terry Mazzoni from the Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative.
Terry, you've got your big meeting coming up tomorrow. What's it all about?
It's our 79th annual meeting. It's a opportunity for the members to, we got 13,200 members, 16,000 consumers, an opportunity to come on out and get an update on what the cooperative that they own, how it's operating, what it's what current issues are facing the electric cooperative. Just learn about safety issues and come out, have a good meal, and have a good time. It's Family Fun Day from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Lorain County Fairgrounds in Wellington.
Terry, what might be one of those current issues?
Well, we're always continue to debate the EPA proposals concerning greenhouse gases and the carbon that they want to, carbon dioxide that they want to control. We've invested over $1 billion. That's with a B, into our power plants, our main ones down on the Ohio River. We have among the cleanest in Ohio. The things that we're concerned about is fair and affordable, continuing to have a fair measures. We want a clean environment, but we also want to, we're also very concerned about the cost that it's going to, if these issues are implemented, the cost that it's going to play on rural electric consumers here in Ohio and across the nation.
I know in recent years, your annual meetings, as you described, it's sort of like a whole family fun day kind of thing. At what point did it become that?
Last year. People have been calling this the LMRE picnic for many, many years. We have had a lot of member displays, and we've had entertainment, and we've had Big Dog Catering come out. And last year we said, let's turn this into what the people already envision it to be. And so we have bounce houses with awesome inflatables out of Grafton. They come out. They set up several bounce houses. We have some Kosai kiosks that here. We've got pony rides. We got face painting, and we're also trying to show our younger families what the cooperative, what the benefits are of belonging to an electric cooperative. And this is just one way of having them come out, enjoy a day, and learn a little bit more about the electric cooperative.
Also, too, we see that you're going to debut your new high voltage electric safety demonstration trailer. What is that?
Over the last year, three co-ops, including Lorain Medina, have combined to build an electric safety demonstration trailer that we plan to take around to fire departments, EMS squads, highway patrol, sheriff's department, schools, and really show people how to be safe around electricity. Electricity is a great tool if we use it safely and wisely. And one of our key principles is to educate our consumers, our employees, our members, about issues that affect them and regarding the electric industry, and electric safety is right there at the top. It's priority number one, and this is a great opportunity for them to see, you know, how the power moves, how fast it moves, and how we can transmit power from our substations to the homes and businesses that we serve. And this is it's got poles, it's got transformers, and we're going to light some things up tomorrow safely.
Are we going to see that at the Lorain County Fair?
No, the opportunity and the space will not allow us to have that at the fair.
All right. So get out tomorrow.
Find out LMRE members from 1 to 6. We'll be out there all afternoon. Business meeting starts at 6, and there you get to hear some reports from our manager and president and treasurer. And our people fund Operation Roundup is refunded or returned in grants $1.1 million since 1999. And so you get a report from the people fund chair, the volunteer group that issues grants to many, many community organizations in our five-county area.
The Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative Annual Meeting and Family Fun Day is held Tuesday at the Lorain County Fairgrounds in Wellington. Our guest today, Terry Mazzoni from LMRA. Terry, have a good and safe day. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bruce and Craig.